Oh, look, we made it back. Thanks for sticking around. Hope you had a good time while we were gone. And here's some new music coming at you from Scarlet Blind. And this track is called Aphasia. So look that up because that's a medical condition, by the way. You should know about it. And the album is called Attention to Detail, I do believe. So here's Scarlet Blind.
On the first snowfall. I will let the cold wash over my gray, troubled heart that holds me down and haunts me. The words that you said to me, I will hold them to my chest. I will hold them to my chest. Could this be last day of this year of doubt and madness? Will you come release my heart, free my mind from its own decay? Let the tongues of fire come dance around my head. Come dance around my head.
That's a track by Daryl Cameron, also known as Blue Acres. That was put out a couple of years ago, called Year of Doubt. The album's called Quiet Light. There's lots of lovely soft tunes on there worth checking out. Go see Blue Acres. Now, we're going to mix it up a little bit. I've been asked, why don't you play some of your songs on the show? Well, I do. They're the stingers at the start and in between the moments that you will hear some background music. That's songs that I've recorded with myself or with my wife, whatever, as Campbell and Green. And since I've been asked the question a few times, I will include a tune here. This one is called Way Too Easy. It's off one of our albums from a while back, and it features Kaylin Green on vocals, and I'm playing the piano.
Too easy, but I'm tired. forgotten how. It's way too easy to pretend there's no strife. Way too easy to be blind to a life. Way too easy to think freedom is free. 'Cause it's nothing to do with me. Forgotten how it's way too easy
Well, that leads us up to the end of the show. We have one more song. I don't want to leave it that quiet, that's for sure. That was Campbell and Green. That's my wife and I, and Way Too Easy. We appreciate you listening and really appreciate you supporting the artists on the show. Please do go to the website, check them all out, follow them, find them, listen, buy. We're going to pick it up with a pop tune by an artist out of Toronto, Ontario, The Big Smoke. This is C Magic 5. She is a rock kind of pop genre, and I think she's getting some airwaves and has some releases coming out. Here you go. C Magic 5, Happy Never After.
Once upon a time you loved me, only 'cause I let you break the rules. I played the fool. Wouldn't it be nice if you were not a total narcissistic tool? And now I'm bruised. What you wanna do, what you wanna say? Say it to my face, never thinking straight. You're done, you're mad.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks. Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Hylia's new EP, The Piano Sessions, which was recorded with just one microphone and a grand piano. Local artist Hylia reimagines a collection of covers in her own unique style in this new release, and unlike her earlier recordings, the new release is stripped down and raw, capturing the intimacy and authenticity of her live solo performances. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Piano Sessions by Hylia on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gold Dust Woman right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Sweat, a new single by local electronic artist Kakao that represents an evolution in his sound. Heavy, hard-hitting electronic dance music, looking toward the future of space and sound expressed in a high-energy, funktastic journey. The new song takes listeners to the forefront of the top tier of Kingston music. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Sweat by Kakao on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Ben Wright.
Tim O'Reilly.
Nathan Smith.
Rob McLaren.
Kyle Kirkpatrick.
And we're the Barrel Boys.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy. Wow, I don't know if we got new headphones or something, but they sound amazing. I love this so much. Just sharing with you how great CFRC is and how we always have hardworking staff that are on top of things with the limited resources that we have. And I applaud them wholeheartedly for their hard work. I see you. I see how hard you work, and I appreciate you for sure. CFRC does some amazing things here at the station, as well as around Kingston and community. We are presenting an Airwave YGK matinee featuring Birdborne Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group on Sunday, September 28th. That's this coming Sunday at the Broom Factory from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. The doors open at 1 p.m. If you like a good afternoon show, which I do, perhaps some day drinking, although maybe not on a Sunday, it's $20 at the door. But if you want to get your tickets in advance, they're only $15. You can go to cfrc.ca to purchase your tickets. It's pretty cool. CFRC does a lot of studio sessions. If you're a live local band or a visiting band, or a dead one, I don't know. I don't know why I said live. We regularly enjoy them coming to our studio. I guess that's the easiest way to say it. There's lots of opportunities to perform live in our studios. And if you want to get into the action, you can go to cfrc.ca, email livesessions@cfrc.ca. And you can watch out for more opportunities like the Airwave YGK DJ and musician residencies. If you want to volunteer to actually be a part of the live studio crew, give us a shout at cfrc.ca live sessions, of course, or just go to our website to sign up. There's an application to volunteer right on the website. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, there's so many. Seth Hunt was just here. So many wonderful bands, singers, all kinds of cool people come to CFRC. I'm not joking. But here I am talking about music, and this show, Absolutely Frivolous, is about comedy. I have two different things to play for you today. Later on the show will be Steve Simone. He's going to talk about Saturday morning cartoons. But up first is Taika Waititi. I don't know if you know him. He makes me laugh every time I see him. He was on... When we are in the shadows, or that vampire movie that transitioned to a TV show. He's super funny and self-deprecating. I love him dearly for getting celebrities to read children's books over COVID online, over Zoom, and then he posted it on YouTube. He and quite a few other celebrities participate in James and the Giant Peach story, and it just warmed my heart then, and it still does. They're all so funny, doing different voices and watching their faces and just enjoying themselves while they provide this entertainment over such a difficult time. So here he is, Taika Waititi, and he's going to talk about someone's letter it would be the DMV in the States, or it would be Service Canada or Service Ontario here, but somebody's letter to them about a speeding ticket. Here he is reading that letter on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
For your listening pleasure, I'm going to do it in the New Zealand accent. 27th of January 2004. Addressed to the New Zealand Police Infringement Bureau, PO Box 9147, Wellington, for future reference. Good morning. Yesterday I was presented with the above infringement notice, copy attached for your records. While returning home from the Parachute Music Festival at Mystery Creek near Hamilton over the Long Auckland Anniversary weekend, I had a most excellent weekend. Well, that is not why I'm writing to you at this time. Unfortunately, there are a couple of irregularities with the infringement notice that are causing me some consternation, and hopefully you can clear them up, or preferably forget about the whole thing entirely. Firstly, the date of offence is listed as the 23rd of June 1974, with the time being at or around 6:30 in the evening. This is of grave concern to me because I was not issued a driver's license until sometime in 1990. And I have no desire to be charged with driving while not legally licensed. I do not have a clear recollection of very much at all before I was 3.5 years old, so I rang Mum. I rang Mum to see if she remembered what I was doing that day. She said that coincidentally, I was born that day. I know. Mum mentioned that I was born at around 5:00 in the evening on that day in Porirua, which is not far from Wellington. She also said Porirua was a bustling suburb of low-income people, young, who were trying to get ahead. Back in the 70s, people were coming to terms with oil shocks, high inflation, and wage freezes. But that's not important right now. For me to have travelled from Porirua to the foot of the Bombay Hills just out of Auckland by 6:30, I would have had to have crawled into the first car in the hospital parking lot and headed for Auckland at around 1,000 kilometres an hour. For this reason, it is entirely possible that the constable who clocked me back in 1974 was holding his laser equipment upside down, and instead of doing 116 kilometres an hour as per the infringement notice, it is more likely that I was doing 911 kilometres an hour. This is where it starts to get really strange. The car that I must have crawled into had the same license plate as the one I have now. AEH924, according to the infringement notice. However, my car is a dark grey Nissan Bluebird Triple S with dual cup holders, 1800 cc's of grunt, air conditioning and electric windows. You will notice that a time travel option is not included on this model. So that rules out any back to the future issues, and the car I was driving back then could not have been the one I drive today. This is clarified by the infringement notice, which states that the vehicle was a Honda Saloon. How this relates to my Nissan Bluebird, I cannot fathom. I can only hypothesize that back in 1974, the first range of prototype Hondas had an automated number plate changing mechanism like on the A-Team, which were used to avoid parking tickets and facilitate safer getaways from burglaries, armed holdups, and the like. So, to recap, it appears that on my birthday on June 23rd, 1974, I crawled out of the maternity ward, hijacked a seriously high-powered Honda Saloon, with an automated number plate changing mechanism, drove to Auckland at close to Mach 1, was pulled over approaching the Bombay Hills and unwittingly changed the automated number plate changing mechanism to show the same number as a car I would own almost 30 years later. The chance of selecting the same number plate is a mere 1 in 308,915,776, so quite conceivable. I am currently residing at the address listed at the top of this letter. I expect you will want to apprehend me fairly shortly. Now that we've established that I may have committed the following offences: Grand Theft Auto. I probably stole the Honda, as my parents drove a white Ford Cortina at the stage. Driving without a license. Driving at a ludicrous speed using a motor vehicle. Evading the law using an automated number plate changing mechanism. If you could provide a clearer indication as to why the date of offence is the same as my birthday and why the vehicle make and type bears no resemblance to the number plate listed on the infringement notice, it would be appreciated. Mind you, I wouldn't be too disappointed if we agreed to let this one go. I could really use the $120 as I'm lowering my Nissan, installing excessively noisy wastegate, boring it out for better performance in the street drags down to Irirangi Drive and around Weymouth. Thank you for considering my submission. I look forward to hearing from you. Regards, Justin Lee.
We are Blunt Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM. Woo!
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear
Panda say, I love you.
Swing Swang Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Because my little brother was one of those kids, he was always like way smarter than me. Like he would read on purpose, like not even for a book report. He was so smart. And we used to share a bedroom, dude. And the most fun ever were the conversations we had when the lights were out because we were supposed to be asleep. And if we even talked, we would get in trouble. So we had a whisper. Now I'm a full-on grown-up. But if somebody whispers to me, I automatically respond back with a whisper because it's just funner. If somebody's like, psst, Steve, I'm like, what? And my older brother would be like, psst, Steve, are you still awake? Hell yeah. Awesome. Dude, I got an idea. I'm like, what? He's like, tonight, let's stay awake to midnight. I'm like, yes. What's the latest you ever stayed awake till? He's like, I don't know, man. I always fall asleep. So I was like, why does it have to be midnight? Why can't we just stay awake till like 11? He was like, dude, because it's not midnight. I'm like, but what's the big deal about midnight? Are you being serious right now? Oh my God. All right, let me explain, okay? It's like, Steve, you know how like right now it's today? I'm like, yeah. He's like, but then tomorrow when you wake up, it's tomorrow. No, dude, tomorrow when you wake up, it's today again. I was like, yeah. What? When does today really become tomorrow? And he was like, midnight. I was like, awesome. Dude, midnight must be magic. That's why you can't feed gremlins after midnight. He was like, all right, another 30-year-old's got that. Everybody else, go screw yourselves, okay? Because us, anybody that's old enough to remember that, dude, I've been thinking about this. Dude, if you're, say, under 28, you got screwed out of a childhood. I'm sorry to tell you. Because us, 80s kids up to the early 90s, we're the last of the Mohicans, bro. We're the last real generation of little kids that got to grow up without the internet. Think about this. Back in the 80s, me and my little brother thought gremlins were real because we couldn't Google that. That's why. Back in the 80s, if you didn't know something, guess what? You didn't freaking know it, and that was it. And it was a better time. Like, I see my niece and nephew. They have so many cool little gadgets. They get whatever they want instantly, whatever they want, Jetson-type stuff, and they don't care. It's, like, not a big deal to them. Like, when I was home a few years ago, my niece and nephew are my favorite people ever. They're so cool. And we're not even going to start those stories. They're awesome. But I'm in the backseat. My nephew is, like, 4 at the time. My niece is, like, 6 at the time. And we're in the backseat of a normal person car. But I'm a comedian. I live in L.A. I get drunk. I don't know little kid stuff. I don't know what's going on in the real world. My nephew is, like, my ambassador to the 21st century. And he's like, Uncle Stevie, check this out. I'm like, what, dude? And he hits a button. We're in the backseat of a car, normal person car. He hits a button. Boom. A TV comes down. I'm like, no way. I felt like a time traveler. I'm like, you guys have TV in your car? He was like, yeah. It gets better. I'm like, what's better? He hits another button, and we're watching SpongeBob SquarePants. I am loving this. I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's crazy. And my niece and nephew aren't even watching the TV. And I'm like, guys, you have cartoons. And they're like, so? And I'm like, so? You have cartoons in your car. They're like, what's the big deal? And I'm like, what's the big deal? When I was your age, there was only one kid that had cartoons in the back of a moving car. And his name was Richie Freaking Rich. And it existed in comic books. This is magic to me. Right? Because when we were growing up, cartoons were magical. Little kids didn't have their own networks, and these kids have any DVD, any movie they want. They own it. They have iPads. They can go to YouTube. Cartoons, instant gratification. When I was growing up in the 80s, cartoons, they only even put those one day a week. That was it. Saturday morning, exactly. There was a joy to Saturday morning. Saturday morning for a seven-year-old is like Friday happy hour for a grown-up. It's the one thing that you can look forward to. Because, like, I did not like school. I shouldn't say I hated it, but I hated waking up. That's for sure. Because I was always trying to stay awake to midnight. And the next thing I know, I got to wake up for school. And I'm like, no way, this isn't going to happen. And my own mom, to this day, I think it's the reason why I don't trust women. My own mom would lie to me. She'd be like, Steven, the bus is going to be here. It's 8:30. And I'd wake up like, son of a bitch. And I'd look at the clock and I'm like, bitch, it is 7:42. I got 20 more minutes of Z's. My point being, I didn't like waking up for school. But on a Saturday morning, I didn't even need to set an alarm. It was like by instinct. I'd start sitting up in my bed before my eyes were even open. It was instinct. I'd pop up like a Navy SEAL, like, it's mother effing Saturday! No shower, no bath. I'm still in my snuggly Chewbacca pajamas, wrapped up in a blankie. My feet don't even touch any steps on the way down. I'm like, awesome! I have 4 bowls of delicious Apple Jacks before any of my brothers are awake, and I'm drinking that sugar milk from the bottom of the bowl, which is Jack Daniels when you're 6, because you're like, it is. It is. That sugar milk, because you're like, motherfucking sugar milk, take away the pain. And it always took away the pain. Right? And my little brother wakes up, he's like, dude, what are you eating? I'm like, Apple Jacks! He's like, I don't want Apple Jacks, I want Fruity Pebbles! I'm like, dude, we don't have any Fruity Pebbles. Chris ate them all yesterday. He's like, let me ask you this, is mom awake? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, we got Fruity Pebbles. I'm like, dude, check the kitchen. There's no Fruity Pebbles. He's like, they're not in the kitchen. Mom thinks she hides them in a garage. I saw them. I'm like, what? What's in the garage? All the junk food, dude. I'm like, go get it. Okay. And my little brother comes back with a trash bag full of junk food. It was hidden away from their boys. And the first thing he pulls out is a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, which is old school Red Bull. It's just pure caffeine and sugar, real sugar, not corn syrup. And he twists it and he's taking it to the head like a rapper in a video with a 40. He's like, glug, 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 Mountain Dew! And he rips, he's so excited, and he's hopped up on caffeine. He rips open cheese curls, and the orange dust is floating in the air like cocaine in The Departed. He's like, cheese curls! Cheese curls! And he starts eating them and backwashing them into the 2-liter of Mountain Dew. It's disgusting. It looks like a bottle of Goldschlager. There's just stuff floating in it. It's disgusting. And I'm like, you can finish that. And then the coolest thing, the best thing ever, is he pulls out a fresh box of Fruity Pebbles. Now, there's nothing as a grown-up that brings me the joy to a fresh box of cereal when I was a kid. Because when you crack open the box, that fresh bag, you smell it. And the virginal Fruity Pebbles on the top, they're extra sweet, they're extra delicious, and they crunch, but they still get soggy and milk. They're so delicious. It's the best cereal there is. But more important than the cereal itself, we wanted the prize from the bottom of the box. And my little brother had these skinny, bony fingers like a safe cracker, and he could get the prize without messing up the cereal. And I'd be like, dude, what did we get? He's like, I almost got it. Almost. Make sure mom's not coming down. She's not coming down, dude. What did we get? And I'm like, what is it? He's like, you're putting pressure on me. Relax. All right, I think I got, oh, my God. We got tattoos! And I'm like, oh, snap. Mother effing tattoos, that's the best price you could get, right? So I'm like, ink these pipes up, son. So over here, I have a serpent. I have a serpent here. He's got anchors across his forehead. We're 3 inches away from the TV set, slugging out sugar milk. He's like, ah, what time is it? I go, it's 7 o'clock. Time for mother effing Smurfs. High five, right? The best thing about a Saturday morning is it lasted 5 hours from 7 in the morning till noon. Then afterwards, it was either pro wrestling or Soul Train. Either way, best freaking day ever. Good night. God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're Brother Elzy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston. Make noises, okay?
This is Charles Spirin, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Burm Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and sound check basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via cfrc.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.